Are you guys ready to interpret the values test?
I think it's very important to learn how to interpret the test. More than, yeah, we'll talk about, we'll take some examples and we'll talk how to think, we'll teach you how to think about this. But it's very important for you to know how to interpret the test because of your future clients.
So while you're listening to these CDs, we're going to read out some numbers which are given to us by our students in our live audience. And then we're going to do an interpretation. Well, actually, we won't do the interpretation. We'll ask you to do the interpretation. And we'll give it to you. We'll give you it to you on microphone. So, in order to be very quick about writing these things down, what you should do is write vertically, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, vertically. And then at the on the top left, you write accepted. And then the top right, you write rejected. This is your own personal worksheet. Now, why don't we give this to you in the notebook? Because you'll never need this again after class. Because once you do it out of class, you'll get the paper that the person fills out. If you choose to buy the National Value Center forms, I think they're only about $10 a piece. But if you choose to buy the National Value Center forms, you'll be using the thing that says Profiling Value Systems that has the chart on the back of it. Meanwhile, we're going to just write them down so we can all get sort of an idea of what each person is doing when they tell us their numbers. Okay, so who'd like to have a reading? A reading. Yes. So,
Gonna do the reading for her?
Who's gonna do the reading for her? Who's gonna give the first
feedback in terms
of? Come on.
It's all a process of learning. Okay. Good. So okay. It's all a process of learning. We're learning how to read the test. Yeah?
Okay. So, now when you look at the worksheet that you've got in front of you, you're looking at the part with the, essentially with the blue thick line, which is about an inch tall, in the center of the sheet and the graph. So now, the National Value Center didn't organize this in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2 is in the center. Yeah. Now, the scores on top of this sheet are the accepted scores. The scores on the bottom of the sheet are rejected scores. When I do this with clients, I don't use the weighted scores. The weighted scores are the percentile that you're in with reference to other people. I use the raw scores, which are in the center part of the blue. That's how I do it. You can do it any way you want. You can use the weighted scores, or you can use the accepted. You can use the raw scores. The weighted scores are just the result of a statistic. Yes. So what we're going to do is ask you to look at the top of the blue bar in the center and read to us in the very center of the center the accepted score for values level 2. 22. For values level 3, which is on the left of that, 2. For values level 4, which is on the right of 2. 7. For values level 5 now, which is on the left, 24. Values level 6, which is on the right, 38. Values level 7, which is on the left, 42. And values level 8, which is on the right, 15. Now, the rejected scores. And the rejected scores are below the accepted scores. So we start with the center again, and we write, and the values level 2 rejected, 8. Values level 3 rejected, 61. No Rambo movies for you. Values level 4, 34. Values level 5, 17. Values level 6, 8. Values level 7, 13. And values level 8, 9. Great. So what do we have here as we look at this? Now, as we take a look at this, we have a high level of points rejected at values level 3 and values level 4. By the way, speaking of values level 4, no gold watch for you either, by the way. Now we look at the values levels we have in front of us.
At least you don't have to wait for it.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for it. Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't have to wait for the gold watch. We'll certainly make sure you get one, but by Wednesday. So we look at the accepted scores. We look at the rejected scores. And we notice that, what do we notice? Let's have our person who's actually doing the reading now come on up. We'll give you the microphone. And you can do a reading for her. Oops.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Okay.
So what's the highest?
So you look, first thing you do is you look at the highest score.
Highest accepted score is yellow.
Mm-hmm. Values level 7.
Sorry, 7. I don't know by color, so I...
Oh, so yeah.